How you doing, Julio?
Doing good. How you doing?
All right, pretty good. What was that you and Muhammad were doing at the end? With some imaginary grabs?
Oh, imaginary catches. Yeah, we're just working without the ball. Working without the ball, you know. Hand placement. Mm-hmm. Things like that.
How did it feel? Your coach said, you know, you got you on the program and so forth. How's the ramp up been? And then, you know, today, how's it been for you?
Everything's been great. No, you know, I don't have any complaints, anything like that. Everything has been great. I've been moving well. You know, I feel good.
Has Coach told you if you might be playing Thursday night or if, you know, you might get some snaps in if you are?
Yeah, no, we haven't discussed it yet. But if I do, I'll probably go out there, you know, a couple plays. But we haven't discussed whether, like, if I'm playing or not. So.
Have you noticed an elevated play from your defense? I think it was 6 practices in a row they reported a takeaway. Have you seen?
I have not. No, I have. The defense has been doing a great job. You know, all the guys, including the young guys, you know, they're flying around and making plays. You know, that's only going to make us better, though. So.
I know all of you guys during that receiver group were pretty close. It seems like you and Taylor got even closer with this second season. How have you seen him really come along into this second year?
Just buying in. You know, last year I wasn't able to be around him, and none of the guys was able to be around Taylor through OTA's training camp because he came in so late, you know, and then when he came in, it was just like, hey, teach him football, let's go play, you know. Now, so we got some downtime, we can spend some time, we can go out to eat, we watch movies and stuff, and just see what his personality is really like outside of football. He's just one of the guys. He's a great friend, a great brother. You know, he's just buying in. So, I mean, it's just been good this year just to get to know him better off the field. Well, just going out there and just playing for each other, you know, that's one of the things. Like, when you don't know someone, like, you're going to go out there and play, but, like, it's like one of those things, like, I do whatever it takes to go out here and do my job for this guy, or, you know, so things like that. And then you really don't know a guy. Like, if a guy says he's hurt or he's tired, you know, like, this the time you know if a guy is really tired or if he's faking it, things like that, to kind of just get a better feel for a guy. And, like, he's 100, you know. He's going to give his best effort. If he can go, he's going to go. Like, things like that. So, it's just been really good to have him in training camp and OTAs early on.
With the brotherhood so tight here, how do you guys approach the situation with Jalen and have approaching accountability,
I guess, with your brother? Yes, it's definitely a player-led team. You know, I don't know, you know, what Jalen did. Or whatever. I mean, that's his story to tell y'all, you know, what he did. But my thing is just to stay strong and just help one another.
Anything else, guys?
Yeah, what was the mood of the team like, you know, going along to camp and then, you know, hear about his situation? How they're going to kind of regroup and try to get back to work and keep moving?
Well, we always going to work, you know. Like I said, we was all, you know, we feel bad, you know, in that situation for anyone, you know, because it is a player-led team. But we're going to keep working, you know, day in and day out. You know, he got, you know, his things he has to deal with. And, you know, we just got to continue to keep trying to get better every day.